听力课堂，听 class.com。
Well, Russia's most famous export, vodka, turns 500 this year. The drink may well be popular world over, but it's Russians themselves who see the drink as an essential part of their colourful history. Many say the country just wouldn't be the same without it. Jill Doherty looks at the lasting appeal and influence of Russia's national drink.
We'll call her Natasha. She doesn't want her real name used. Here's where she keeps it, in her bedroom behind a blue curtain. Moonshine. In Russian, samagon. 5 pounds of sugar, some water and yeast, ferment for about 10 days, then distill it.
People in Russia have been making moonshine for years and years. My father used to make it from beets.
Moonshine may be Russia's most affordable hard liquor, but Russia's most famous drink is vodka.
In Russian, the word means little water. Tradition has it, vodka was invented by monks in the Kremlin 500 years ago as an antiseptic. Then the monks began to drink it.
Since then, almost every event in a Russian's life, from marriages to funerals, is blessed and sometimes cursed with vodka. Studies show Russians drink more hard liquor than any nation in the world. Russians don't sip vodka, they drink it, bottoms up. After a shot of vodka, they have a chaser, something salty or pickled. But it's not how they drink vodka, but why, that sets Russians apart. Throughout Russia's turbulent history, vodka has been the ultimate remedy for people to forget their troubles. Author Viktor Yerofeyev has studied the history of vodka. He calls it the Russian god.
Other countries, they can drink. In Russia, it is not drinking. You are drinking not vodka. You are drinking your own soul.
Russia's history, he says, would be different without vodka. Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev tried to ban it. Boris Yeltsin was a big fan of vodka. Vladimir Putin prefers green tea. So will vodka be the Russian national drink for another 500 years?
Oh, I don't think you can live in Russia without vodka.
Natasha, our home distiller, thinks so. Jill Doherty, CNN Moscow.